I've often asked congregations if they believe they've been converted. The response is always muted. One person says, amen. Someone else half coughs, half says, amen. But most people look like deer caught in the headlights, unsure what to say or where to look. Might be several reasons for this. Could be that someone knows that should he or she say, amen, I'm converted, they'll then be asked by their spouse after church why a converted person doesn't act with more kindness. Some people manifest what they feel is humility. They think or say, well, I wouldn't want to go so far as to say I'm converted, but... Same holds true when you ask people whether they're saved, whether they have everlasting life. I've found it is universally the case that when you ask people if they're saved, the vast majority will not state that, yes, I possess everlasting life. It isn't humility that stops you from saying that, but bad theology. Ephesians 2 verse 8 could not be more clear. For by grace you have been saved through faith. King James says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. This refers not to a manner or process, but to a state of being. By grace are ye saved. By grace you are saved. You have been saved through faith. Paul was not undecided on the subject of salvation. He stated categorically that those who've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior possess the gift of salvation and have been saved. Believing you have possession of the gift of everlasting life doesn't lead to laxity in spiritual matters. The knowledge of salvation instead produces gratitude and confidence. There's no place for uncertainty in salvation. If you've accepted Jesus, you have everlasting life. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.